Hi everyone, welcome to the next episode of the Shadow Board podcast. This is an awards episode. I'm Jason Savage, I'm the current chair of the Shadow Board. And today I'm joined by Matthew from Responsive, who won our Shadow Board award at the Cluster Awards in May. So thanks Matthew, do you want to give a little bit of introduction of who you are and who you work for to start with?
Yeah, so I'm Matthew Tomkinson and I work for a company called Responsive Training Services, which is a branch down of Responsive, the Responsive Group. We basically specialise in non-destructive testing, weld inspection and destructive testing as well. Got a few branches. We've got one down in Southampton, which is a new branch, just opened up. We've got a few guys that run out of van in Manchester, very busy guys down there. And then our main HQ, which is at Lilliall in Cumbria. My base, the training side, is based at Hague Enterprise Park at Kells. And then we've got the mechanical destructive testing, who's based at Hague as well, just a few units up from me. My role within that is I do a lot of the social impact work, as well as running, obviously, that training facility. We specialise in mainly industrial focused courses and qualifications, mainly high field accredited. As part of that is looking at the likes of mental health, your manual handling, health and safety, risk assessments, cost assessments, all that kind of stuff. So just your generic industrial side. We also look a lot at the mentoring side and looking at leadership skills, trying to build confidence in people and stuff like that. So using like team tasks and that, which is quite interesting, quite a good part of the job, really. We've had a few successful events with the job centre, which has been quite good. And on top of that, I do a lot of work with the apprentices, making sure that they're on track. Obviously, that we're really pushing them towards their targets, and then obviously doing their monthly reviews and all that kind of stuff.
Good. So, a very busy day job as part of a growing SME. So, a lot of the stuff that we saw you won the Shadow Board Award for, yeah, include quite a bit of the stuff you do in work time, but also you've got quite a few initiatives outside of work as well. Do you want to tell us a bit about them?
Yeah, so at the moment, I started up a CrossFit Kids class, which I started, I think it was just at the end of the second lockdown that we just had, and I wanted to get it up and running at our gym. And the sole focus for that was to promote nutrition, health and well-being. Obviously, COVID, they've been stuck in the house and all that kind of stuff. So I really wanted to get them out and making new friends. And then obviously the fitness side of it, and not just your generic fitness. CrossFit's all about your well-being, the gymnastics side, weightlifting, metabolic conditioning. So obviously getting the heart rate up and doing it for longevity. So that was my main aim. And what's come out of that is actually quite impressive. So we started off with the first class, which was from ages 5 to 10, and then a teens class, which is 11 till 18. Mm-hmm. And the kids classes run really, really well. And then after a short period, I kept getting parents with children from 3 to 5 to basically try and get that class going, especially when the gym owners just had a baby and he was like, oh yeah, I want to get them to CrossFit. So I was like, okay. So I started that one up, and that's been booming as well. And they are a very eventful bunch to be around, which is great. And it runs every Sunday, pretty much from 10 till half 12, I think it is. And obviously the short classes, individual ones that run at the gym based at Egremont. So yeah, probably get around, I'd say about 50 kids that come through every Sunday, yeah, which is great to see, and they thoroughly love it, which is great. And we're just actually starting our new block. New block starts this Sunday, and it's a 6-week block. And basically, the parents pay for the 6 weeks, and they come every Sunday.
Good. So it's obviously clear, and obviously why you won the award was you've got quite a keen interest in developing the next generation. Not just within your work stuff, like say about supporting apprentices and things, but also looking at that well-being side, which will include like mental well-being as well. Noticing that there was probably a bit of a gap following the last couple of years, that really some young people are probably all they know in their minds is the COVID rubbish, and coming out of that and doing something where they can get active and find out more about nutrition stuff is really good. So because sort of you've done those things and you do it in work and outside of work, and really you're a young professional yourself, have you got any sort of advice for any young professionals listening or within the cluster, either for if they're looking to set up any sort of social impact things, or even just within work, what would you sort of say to people as a sort of short bit of advice?
I think the first note for the younger generation is it's not all bad. Yeah. I know it seems quite bad, and you know you're growing up and all that kind of stuff, but I think take everything with a pinch of salt, and ask questions if you're ever, you know, worried about stuff. They always say there's never a stupid question. I agree with that to a certain extent. But yeah, definitely just ask questions, especially when we get a lot of like work placements in. That's probably one of the things I tell them to develop on, is asking questions, be you know, use their initiative and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, just really dive into things, you know, use it as a challenge, use it as a goal, try and change it up a little bit, and you know, push yourself really.
Good advice. So thanks for that. Just close off then, how do people, if they want to get in touch, so say for from responsive stuff, for your training, things like that, or maybe they're interested in the gym work, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, if they want to come for a gym workout, I'm always available for that. Responsive-wise, I would mainly say the website is responsive.limited. Literally, there's no like .com or anything like that. It's just that web address at the top. And then give us a call. All of our details are on there. So if you wanted individual businesses, you can do it that way. And then obviously for the Northern Warrior kids, I would suggest looking up on Facebook, on the social medias, and we're all on there basically. Yeah.
Okay, great. Right, that's great. Thanks, Matthew.
Perfect. Thanks.